Good evening, this is Melissa and I am a wedding professional. I cover topics that range from my own experiences and knowledge of the wedding industry as the professional. Tonight I'll be covering the topic of wedding cake, is the price worth it? So listen in as we explore this topic. I probably don't have to tell you, the best part of the wedding is neither the wine nor the booze, nor even the couple's kiss. Dun dun dun, dun. It's the wedding cake. And I bet you'd agree that there's nothing that can disappoint more as much as bad wedding cake experience. But I have to tell you, when it comes to the expense of wedding cake, the bride and groom are often left scratching their heads and asking me questions. So it goes with my territory as a wedding planner that the age-old question, why is wedding cake so expensive and are there tips to savings, which I will cover in my second podcast on this subject. But today I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to cover some of the experiences that I've encountered as a wedding professional surrounding wedding cake and bride and grooms that have chosen the kitchen table baker in order to cut the expense out and save hundreds of dollars, and what that has led to, so that you, as my bride and grooms, can kind of avoid this same type of experience that I've seen occur. So the truth is that there is no holy grail revelation savings on the costs associated with wedding cake. And there's a sort of reasonableness to the costs, in my opinion. Maybe hearing it from me is a justification my brides and grooms need to go ahead and splurge in this area. I always advocate the idea that money is well invested on a bride and groom's wedding cake because it's one of those high expectation items that can't be compromised for savings. Remember, as this goes for any wedding service you'll invest in, the price of a cake or service is relevant to the sum of its parts. And when it comes to quality, savings sometimes equals cutting corners in a bride and groom's mind, which is the last thing you want to do for a wedding. Birthday parties, maybe, wedding cakes, never, ever. Now, I have to preface this particular podcast subject with three specific stories where my brides and grooms opted to hire a kitchen table baker. And I can tell you, as a witness to their dilemma, that in the end, the brides were unfortunately in tears. And it's why I advocate to pick your baker well. Make sure they're a professional and never choose someone just because they're saving you hundreds of dollars. Of course, unless it's a family member or friend and they are a wedding professional and are gifting you a part of that expense by offering you a deep savings. Now, when I first encountered, the wedding scene, there were three incidences that happened surrounding the wedding cake. So here I was standing in the venue and the guests were waiting their turn for their plated cake to arrive. Now, I noticed that guests were putting their cakes down halfway through eating their cake, and there was so much abandoned cake, I knew something must be wrong with the cake. I hadn't seen this up at that point in my entire life occur at a wedding, so I decided to go ahead and test a piece of the cake. And when I bit in, the cake was thick and heavy. It seemed more like the consistency of a dense fudge, except it's white wedding cake. So this did not seem like cake at all to me, where, you know, there was billowy clouds of lightness. And so as the guest plates were untouched for about 30 minutes, I went ahead and sent the service staff in to retrieve this discarded plates. And I heard some guests talking amongst themselves about how terrible the wedding cake was and was wondering who was the baker. Now, if you've never had a bad wedding cake experience, it's a good thing. It's hard to untaste and it kind of sticks with you. The baker obviously was new to cakery and she probably didn't anticipate that there was more to it than just mixing flour and baking in tins and then slapping, you know, a coat of icing on it. And I'll say this for all those great cake bakers. It's a time-honored profession and the techniques must be executed with skill and knowledge. This baker not only didn't implement the correct techniques, she used the wrong ingredients. And it was obvious to both novice and professional alike at the wedding. We felt, I'm sure, collectively bewildered for the bride, embarrassed for the baker, and disappointed on behalf of the guests. Having said all of this leads me to underscore the point, and I can't stress it enough. Don't toss aside the experience and value of the cake baker because you're looking at solely the cost. Another story rides on the coats of a groom who was a rumble tumble type boxer. And everything he did was with gusto. So this story involves the transport of a beautiful three-tiered cake that lacked tiered support in the back of an SUV through the streets of potholes and traffic mayhem, but with a countdown on the clock to ceremony time. He agreed to pick up the wedding cake from the home of the baker they had chosen. Now, the groom transported the cake in the back of his SUV, and in the midst of turning corners and trying to make good timing, his wedding cake was literally demolished by the time that he arrived at the venue. It was splashed on the sides of the wall interiors and red carpet of the hatchback area of the rear. Now, had his cake baker put dowels in the cake and properly packed the wedding cake and communicated with him the right way to transport a cake, or better yet, just advised him about the value of a delivery fee, ensuring the cake went from transport to table, they might have opted to spend the extra dollars to ensure their investment remained intact. That's what led to this unfortunate mishap. Now, another story, which is my last story, involved another kitchen table cake baker that a bride had chosen, and she stated that she chose the cake baker based on the great savings that she was going to receive. Now, the cake baker made the bride and groom a three-tiered faux cake with only the couple's top tier made of real wedding cake. They purchased sheet cake, but one problem. The baker didn't provide the sheet cakes. When it was noted that we had them missing from the kitchen, and they would have fed 200 guests, we set about to fix the problem immediately. Now, these are wedding professionals' worst nightmares, of course. It adds a extra level of urgency to our job as a professional. And when it's something as serious as an unbaked cake, there's nothing that can, I think, honestly, be as serious as this. Although not responsible directly for the fact that these were all independently made choices, the professional, like myself, nonetheless, has to resolve to try and fix what they can as quickly as they can on behalf of a bride and groom. The last thing we want to do is interrupt their celebration for them to care for a cake emergency. So, of course, this falls on the responsibility of staff and planner alike. Now, in all three situations, I'm happy to tell you that the problems were fixed in time for the cake cutting, and we did this by contacting local professionals that we have relationships with who had extra cakes on hand. Calls and trips had to be made quickly in order to not tip off the guests that anything had happened. So knowing the worst that can happen based on decisions that were linked directly to cutting cake corners for dollar savings, it's my hope you'll go into experience eyes wide open as you're going out there and you are searching for a baker. So stay tuned for the second part of this series where we'll learn about what goes in the cost of wedding cake pricing and how it's justified. And I hope you enjoyed this segment. And if there are any questions, please comment. Please remember to follow my podcast and share on your Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter status. Thank you so much for listening. This broadcast was brought to you by The Wedding Beat, where you can learn all about wedding ideas and advice on upcoming future podcasts. Be well and stay beautiful.